一个圣工人员，他要追求三件事情。
For a worker of God, this person must pursue after three things.
第一个要追求属灵的德性，不断的长进。
First of all, he or she must pursue after the advancement in their spiritual virtues.
第二个追求拥有属灵的智慧。
And the second is to pursue after spiritual wisdom.
第三个追求得着属灵的能力。
And thirdly is to pursue to obtain spiritual strength.
这个小时我们重点放在如何得着属灵的能力。
And this hour I'd like to place emphasis upon the spiritual strength.
这个交棒跟接棒这个是自然而且必须的一件事的一个事实。
The passing of baton is and receiving it is a natural and also a necessary fact of life.
在诗篇九十篇，摩西说人的年岁是七十岁，强壮的可以到八十岁。
In the book of Psalms, Moses said that those who live in this world can live to 70 years, and those who are stronger can live to 80 years.
而摩西本身是活了一百二十岁。
Moses himself lived up to 120 years.
在他一百二十岁的时候他眼力、他的精神、他的体力并没有衰退。
At the age of 120, his eyesight, his strength, has not diminished.
在这样这么好的一个所谓的健康状况之下，摩西还是要交棒。
And under such a good physical health, he still need to pass on the baton.
我们请看《民数记》二十七章。
In the Book of Numbers, chapter 27.
民数记二十七章十二节。
Numbers chapter 27 verse 12。
这里神指示摩西，叫他往亚巴林的山上去观看神所应许给以色列人的迦南地。
God told Moses to go up to Mount Abiram to look at the land that God has promised to give to Israel.
十三节神说，你看了以后，你要归到你列祖那里，就是摩西必须他。必须离开这个人世间。
And God told him, after you have seen it, you should be gathered to your people, and that he will be departing from the world.
不论一个人他是否愿意交棒。
Does that matter whether a person is willing to pass on the baton?
但是一个人他必须会离开这个世间，这是一个事实。
However, that person, a person will eventually leave this world. This is fact.
摩西他也明白了这一项的事实。
And Moses himself, he understands this fact.
纵然他的健康状况是在很好的仍然很好。
Even though he still enjoy very good health.
所以摩西他就准备交棒。
And so Moses then prepared to pass on the baton.
所以十五节到十七节这是摩西对神的这个祷告请求。
And so from verse 15 to 17, it is the plea and prayer of Moses to God.
因为在神的国度里头，每一件事情都是跟神有关系，都是要尊重神。
For in the kingdom of God, everything has to do with God, and we have to give the authority back to God.
虽然耶稣亚他一直都是摩西最好的帮手，他一直在摩西的眼中是最好的一个继承人。
Though Joshua was always a very good helper for Moses, and that he may be the best person to receive the baton.
所以，但是在十六节，摩西他尊重神他说请神能够立一个治理会众的继承者。
However, in verse 16, Moses respected this decision needs to.From God that to identify someone to look over them.
所以十八节神就指示摩西说立耶稣亚来做他的继承者。
So verse 18, the Lord said to Moses, take Joshua to be the person that is to be over Israel.
那我们做圣工有一个重点之一就是我们要拥有这个属灵的能力。
So to do the work of God, an important criteria is we need to have the strength of God.
那这个如何得着属灵的能力？
So how do we obtain spiritual strength?
当一个人得着某一个职分 这个职分里头呢，也附带着这个神的能力的给予。
When a person is given a particular responsibility, within the duty or responsibility, it is also carry with it the strength of God.
哦，这个职分的本身就具有神的同在，以及神给能力的应许跟事实。
The responsibility itself has the abundance of strength and a promise of God's abundance. This is with the responsibility.
哦，不管我们是用显的还是用指派的，这个都是一个事实。
And whether we pick these people by election or whether they're appointed, all these are facts.
哦，既然在神的国里头担当一个职责，神就会跟他同在。神就会赐力量给他。
And since they have taken up that responsibility in the kingdom of God, God will give them the strength, and God will also abide with them.
我们可以从圣经里头的这些人物，我们来看到这个事实。
And from the characters in the Bible, we can also find that this is true.
我们请看出埃及记第三章。
Exodus chapter 3.
我们知道摩西在米甸的旷野经过了40年，啊，神在荆棘的火焰中来向他显现。
And we know Moses in the Midian desert, he lived there for 40 years, and then God appeared to him in the burning bush.
神用这个很特别的方式来向摩西显现，来向摩西呼召。
So with a very special circumstance that God appeared to Moses to call him.
啊，神要摩西去做，摩西一直想要做，但是没有做成的事。
God wanted Moses to do the things he wanted to do, but yet he could not do.
就是去帮助他的同胞以色列人，甚至带领他们脱离法老王的辖制。
That is to help his people, the Israelites, and even to out of the bondage of the hands of Pharaoh.
啊，所以在这个时刻，神的时间到了，神呼召摩西。交托给摩西这个重要的工作。
At the moment when the time is right, God called to Moses and pass on this responsibility to Moses.
我们请看出埃及记三章十二节。
To read chapter 3 verse 12.
神对摩西说：“我必与你同在，将百姓从埃及领出来之后，你们必在这山上侍奉我，这就是我打发你去的证据。
”And I will certainly be with you, and you shall there.This should be the sign that you and I assigned to you that I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God in this mountain.
哦，既然神交代给摩西这一个工作，那么神就应许摩西说，我必与你同在。
Since God has given Moses a responsibility, God promised him that he will be with Moses.
那我们知道有神的同在。就会有神的能力。
So to have the abundance of God, it means to have the strength of God.
哦，有神的同在，就会有那所谓的属灵的力量。
Having the abundance of God means we will have the spiritual strength.
再请看《生命记》三十一章。
Deuteronomy chapter 31.
生命记三十一章二十三节。
Deuteronomy chapter 31 verse 23节
神吩咐嫩的儿子耶稣亚说，你当刚强壮胆，因为你必领以色列人进我所启示应许他们的那城，我必与你同在。
Be strong and of good courage, for you shall bring the children of Israel into the land which I swore to them, and I will be with you.
同样的，神要让耶稣亚带领百姓进入迦南地。
And likewise, when God called Joshua to lead the Israelites into the land of Canaan.
所以神勉励耶稣亚说：“你要刚强壮胆。
”So God encouraged Joshua to be strong and of good courage.
耶稣亚他必定会拥有属灵的力量。
For Joshua will obtain the spiritual strength.
因为神对他说：“我必与你同在。
”Because God told him that I will be with you.
有神的同在，就有神的恩典，就有神的力量。
Having the abundance of God will carry with us the grace of God and the strength of God.
为什么耶稣亚能够得着神的同在
？How can Joshua obtain the abundance of God？
因为他已经领受了这个带领百姓的这一个职责。
Because he accepted the responsibility of leading the people.
在旧约圣经里头，士师时代是一个混乱的时代。
And in the Bible, during the period of the judges, it is a very chaotic time.
在那个时代，要带领神的百姓 也一定需要有这属灵的力量。
And during those chaotic times, to lead the people of God, they also need the strength of God.
啊，所以我们看到这一些被立作士师的，他们也都拥有所谓的属灵的力量。
And so we see these judges, they also have with them the strength of God.
他们既然站在这个工作的岗位上面，神就跟他们同在，神就赐给他们属灵的力量。
Since they're standing inside within their duty of their work, then God promised to be with them.
请看士师记的十一章。
In the book of Judges, chapter 11.
士师记十一章二十九节。
Judges chapter 11, verse 29.
这里第一句话说，神的灵降在耶弗他的身上。
The spirit of the Lord came upon Jephthah。
哦，这就是神的同在。
So this is the abundance of God。
啊，所以耶弗他就有那一个能力带领百姓来胜过敌人。
So Jephthah will have the strength of God to lead the Israelites to overcome their enemy。
哦，这个神的灵降在人的身上，在士师记里头，就是常常出现在这些士师的身上。
So the spirit of the Lord came upon certain person. This is recorded throughout the book of Judges, to show that the abundance of God.
啊，因为在神国里头，他们有那个职责，神就赐给他们该有的力量。
For they have been given the responsibility, therefore, they will be given also the strength.
啊，请再看士师记的十四章
，Judges chapter 14,
第六节
，verse 6.
这里说神的灵大大的感动参孙。
The spirit of the Lord came mightily upon Samson.
再看十九节。
And verse 19.
神的灵又提到神的灵大大的感动参孙。
Say again, the spirit of the Lord came upon him mightily.
十五章的十四节。
Chapter 15, verse 14.
这里又也提到神的灵大大的感动参孙。
He again said, then the spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him.
所以士师的在士师时代，我们看到神跟这些士师同在。
And so you see that in the pair of the judges, God abided with the judges.
到了撒母耳的时代，百姓要求要立王。
Until the time of Samuel, when the people requested for a king.
啊，神也答应他们，让他好来为他们立王。
God allowed them to have a king.
啊，在人的世界里头，这些人是来当以色列的王。
In the world of man, these people are to be the king of the Israel.
在神的国度里头，这些人是在神国里头，神给他一个职责。
But in the kingdom of God, these people are given a responsibility to the people of God.
啊，所以这些人除了有世界上的条件之外，还加上神跟他们同在。
So other than having these outward talents that in this world, they also have the abundance of God.
因为这些人不但是在带领一群人，他们更是在带领神的百姓。
For these people, not only they are leading a group of people of nation, but they are also leading the people of God.
啊，所以他们必须要有神的同在，有神的力量。
Therefore, they require the abundance of God and the strength of God.
这个扫罗王是第一个王。
And King Saul was their first king.
在圣经的人物里头，他算是一个失败的人物。
Though in the Bible, he is a character of failure.
但是在起初他拥有神国的职分的时候，他是有神的同在的，他是有能力，有属灵的力量的。
But in the beginning, when he was given the responsibility, he has the abundance of God, and he had the power and strength from God.
请看撒母耳记上第十章。
In 1 Samuel chapter 10.
撒母耳记上第十章第六节。
1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 6.
第六节，神的灵必大大的感动你，你就与他们一同受感说话，你要变为新人。
The spirit of the Lord will come upon you, and you will prophesy with them, and be turned into another man.
这里扫罗，神让扫罗来当王。
So God allows Saul to be king.
所以神的灵要感动他。
Therefore, the spirit of the Lord will come to move him.
神要帮助他成为一个新人。
And God will help him to become a new man.
第九节
，verse 9.
扫罗转身离别撒母耳，神就赐给他一个新的心，当日这一切的兆头都应验了。
And so it was when he turned back from Samuel that God gave him another heart, and all these signs came to pass that day.
啊，这里说神赐给他一个另外的一个心。
And so God gave him another heart.
啊，这是一个有能力的心。
A heart of strength and power. 啊，
那大卫也当了王。
And David was also the king.
哦，所以神的同在，神的势力量，那也是肯定的。
And so the abundance of God and also the strength from God was also a assurance.
那我们看到新约的这些使徒也是同样的情形。
And if we were to examine apostles in the New Testament, they experienced the same.
啊，在主耶稣仍然在世传福音的时候。
While Jesus was on earth and preaching the gospel.
啊，主耶稣就曾经差派门徒两个两个出去。
And Lord Jesus sent them two by two when going out to preach.
啊，他们被主耶稣差派出去，主耶稣就赐给他们权柄，赐给他们力量。
When they were sent to preach, the Lord gave them authority and to preach and cast and do signs.
啊，在主耶稣复活升天之前。
And before Lord Jesus ascended to heaven.
啊，这种属灵的能力也是仍然是主耶稣所应许的。
And this spiritual power also is the promise of Jesus.
啊，他们成为主耶稣所差派的，去传讲主耶稣救人福音的啊，主耶稣救人的信息。
They have been entrusted and commissioned to preach the message of salvation of the Lord Jesus.
啊，所以主耶稣说，你们在耶路撒冷等候圣灵的降临。
And so Jesus told them to wait in Jerusalem for the descending of the Holy Spirit.
啊，你们领受圣灵，你们必得着能力。
When you receive the Holy Spirit, you will have power.
啊，果然圣灵降临之后，这些使徒，他们得着属灵的能力。
And when the Holy Spirit come upon them, these apostles had strength and power.
啊，他们本身的个性能够有很大的改变。
And their own they have great transformation from their own characteristics.
哦，他们那一种对环境害怕胆怯的态度也变成勇敢刚强。
Their attitude of being afraid and fear turned into strength and courage.
那他们也带着属灵的权柄、属灵的恩赐来传讲主耶稣的复活。
And with them, they had the power of the Lord Jesus and also the gifts from the Lord to proclaim the gospel of heaven.
哦，所以这让我们知道，当我们担当了教会的职责，叫神国里头的职责，是一定有神的应许，就是我跟你同在。我是力量给你。
So so we need to understand if we take up a responsibility in the church, then God's promise to us is we will be having his experience his abundance and also obtain we will obtain his strength.
那如何得着属灵的能力
？So how do we obtain spiritual power?
第二方面，从人的这个层面来。
And second, on a second aspect, it will come from people.
哦，就是要交棒的，从交棒的人来得着，啊，来得着这个属灵的力量。
That is to receive the spiritual strength from the person who is passing on the baton.
哦，那从圣经里头我们所看到的就是透过按手跟勉励。
And from the Bible we see this is passed on through laying of hands and also encouragement.
哦，这个按手的动作是一个简单的动作。
Having the action of laying of hand, it is a very simple action.
哦，但是常常这里头有神所给予的一个神圣的目的。
However, within that action, it has an important purpose from the Lord.
啊，比如说这是属灵能力的一个传递。
For example, it is the passing on of the spiritual strength.
我们请参考生命记三十一章。
Turn to Deuteronomy chapter 31.
Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse
7.
这是讲到摩西要交棒给耶稣亚。
This is when Moses was about to pass on his duties to Joshua.
所以摩西召了耶稣亚来到以色列会众的面前。
And Moses called to Joshua in the sight of all Israel.
第八节。
Verse 8.
摩西说：“神必在你面前行。”
The Lord, he will walk with you.
跟你同在你面前行，他跟你同在。
He will go before you and also walk with you.
神不会撇弃你，也不会丢弃你，你不要惧怕，也不要惊慌。
He will not leave you nor forsake you. Do not fear nor be dismayed.
这是摩西对耶稣亚的勉励。
This is an encouragement of Moses to Joshua.
那在民数记二十七章那边有提到摩西按手在这个耶稣亚的身上。
And in Numbers chapter 27, it has records of Moses laying hand on Joshua.
我们也看一下《生命记》三十四章第九节。
Let's also read Deuteronomy chapter 34,
三十四章第九节
，verse 9。
嫩的儿子耶稣亚因为摩西曾按手在他头上，就被智慧的灵充满，以色列人便听从他，照神吩咐摩西的行了。
And now Joshua the son of Nun was full of spiritual wisdom, a spirit of wisdom, for Moses laid his hand on him, and the children of Israel heeded him.
这里就很清楚的说，摩西按手在耶稣亚的身上。
So here clearly tell us that Moses has laid his hand on Joshua.
那耶稣亚他被智慧的灵所充满。
And Joshua was full of the spirit of wisdom.
那智慧也会带来力量。
And wisdom will also give us strength and power.
在新约时代，保罗跟提摩太之间的描述也是有这样的记载。
And in the New Testament, the description between Timothy and Paul was also like this.
提摩太是一个接受过被按手的人。
And Timothy was a person who has received the laying of hands.
不但是保罗，还有其他的长老。
Not only Paul alone, but also from the other elders.
那我们也知道提摩太前后书，就个人来讲，是保罗对提摩太的一些吩咐跟勉励。
And we know in 1st and 2nd Timothy, it was encouragements from Paul to Timothy.
所以上一代如何将属灵的力量来交给下一代。
Therefore, how would the earlier generation pass on the spiritual responsibility to the next generation?
这个属灵力量的传递就是透过按手，透过勉励。
The passing on of the spiritual power is through laying of hands and encouragement.
在列王记下第二章那边提到以利亚先知跟以利沙先知这一对老师。
And in 2 Kings chapter 2, it was a story of Elijah and Elisha.
那是一个职责职分的传递。
It is the passing of responsibility of teacher to student.
那这里头也包含着属灵的力量的传递。
Also includes the passing on of the spiritual power.
那这是一个比较特殊的例子。
That was a very special case.
我们请看列王记下第二章。
Second Kings chapter 2.
列王记下第二章第九节。
Second Kings chapter 2 verse 9.
以利亚先知对他的学生以利沙说：“我还没有被接去离开你，你要我为你做什么，只管求。”
So it was when they crossed over, Elijah said to Elisha, "Ask, what may I do for you before I am taken away from you?"
以利沙说，愿感动你的灵，加倍的感动我。
Elijah said, "Please let a double portion of your spirit be upon me."
愿神的灵也跟我同在。
That may the spirit of God also be with me.
让我得到这个好像长子一样得到双份。
And so that I may be like the firstborn receiving a double portion.
第十节。
Verse 10.
以利亚对他说，你所求的难得。
And so Elijah said, you have asked a hard thing.
这个老师肯定学生的这个要求。
The teacher has reaffirmed or affirmed the request of the student.
要做神的工，的确 需要得着属灵的能力。
To do the work of God, indeed, one needs the strength and power from God.
这个是应该肯定的。
This is, of course, for sure.
但是得着属灵的能力，除了老师愿意给，也要看你自己。
But to obtain spiritual power, not only that the teacher is willing to pass it on, it also depends on that person himself.
那以利亚就不是用按手这个方式。
And Elijah did not pass this on with the laying of hand.
以利亚说：“我被接去离开你的时候，你若看见我，就必得着；不然，必得不着了。”
And if you see me when I'm taken from you, it shall be so for you. But if not, it shall not be so.
以利亚也真愿意以利沙他被神有神的同在得着属灵的力量。
And Elijah so wills that Elisha will have the power and the strength from God.
所以一般来讲，上一代真的是愿意来交棒，愿意把这属灵的力量来交给下一代。
So all of the generations are willing to pass on their power and strength to the next generation.
那再来看承受者如何来得着属灵的力量。
But then it depends on the recipient how they can obtain the power from God.
第一个，我们要得着属灵力量的人，我们要在道理上、在行为上来努力。
First of all, those who want to obtain power from God, they need to strive hard in terms of their truth and their actions.
请看耶稣雅记第一章。
And the book of Joshua, chapter 1.
耶稣雅记第一章第七节。
Joshua, chapter 1, verse 7.
耶稣雅已经继承了摩西的工作。
And now Joshua has already taken up the duties, responsibilities from Moses.
不但有摩西的勉励，更有神亲自对耶稣雅的勉励。
Not only he obtained encouragement from Moses, but also God encouraged him himself.
耶稣雅已经接受了摩西的按手。
And Joshua received the laying of hands from Moses.
神也指示耶稣雅，你如何的来得着属灵的力量。
And God indicating to Joshua how he can inherit the power of God.
第七节，只要刚强壮大大壮胆，谨守遵行我仆人摩西所吩咐的一切的律法，不可偏离左右，使你无论往哪里去都可以顺利。
And only be strong and very courageous that you may observe to do according to all the laws which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand nor to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go.
第八节，这律法书不可离开你的口，总要昼夜思想，好使你谨守遵行这书上所写的一切话。如此，你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。
And that this book of law shall not depart from your mouth; you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe and do accordingly to all that is written.
有神的同在，就会有属灵的能力。
Having the abundance of God, then the power of God will come naturally.
神告诉耶稣呀，你如何得着我的同在
？So God told Joshua that how he can have obtain God's abundance.
就是那个律法书不要离开你的口。
That is, the law shall never depart from his mouth.
就是记在心里，而且要昼夜的去思想。
That is remember in the heart and think about it day and night.
不是只是读了圣经，也要去默想圣经。
Not only we read the Bible, we also have to meditate upon the words.
为什么要去思想圣经，默想圣经？
Why do we need to think about and meditate upon the words of the Bible?
让神的话成为我们生活的一部分。
So that the words of God may become a part of our life.
神说，好使你谨守遵行这书上所写的一切话。
And so here, God told himself that you may observe and do accordingly to what is written in it.
神肯定的100%的应许说，我就跟你同在，你会凡事亨通。
And God promised him that I will be with you and that you will prosper in everything that you do.
所以我们一个要得着属灵力量的人，我们一定要在道理上面，在行为上面好好的来努力。
And therefore, as a worker of the Lord, we had to work hard in the truth and also in terms of our deeds.
保罗对提摩太的勉励也是这样子。
And it is the same encouragement from Paul to Timothy.
所以很有名的那个经节，不要小看自己年轻。
And so the verse we are familiar with that do not the others despise your young age.
明白道理，帮助我们将道理行出来。
That we need to understand the truth and also practice the truth.
如何得着属灵的力量
？So how do we inherit the spiritual power?
一方面也透过我们来祈求属灵的恩赐跟能力。
And through our praying and asking for the spiritual wisdom and strength.
请看雅各书第一章。
Turn to the book of James, chapter 1.
雅各书第一章第五节。
Book of James, chapter 1, verse 5.
雅各书一章第五节。
Book of James, chapter 1, verse 5.
你们中间若有缺少智慧的，应当求那后世以众人也不斥责人的神，主就必赐给他。
And if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God, who gives to all liberally without reproach, and it will be given to him.
这里雅各勉励说，我们可以如果缺少智慧，可以向神求。
And James told us, if we lack wisdom, we can ask God for it.
那这个智慧里头也包括着属灵的力量。
And the wisdom also carries power.
因为智慧就是力量。
Because wisdom is strength and power.
这就是为什么以利沙他求说感动你的灵，加倍的感动我。
This is why Elijah asked for the double portion of the Spirit.
这就是为什么所罗门王当神对他说你要求什么，你尽管求。
This is why King Solomon, when God asked him, you can ask me of anything.
所罗门王求智慧。
King Solomon prayed for wisdom.
今天我们透过我们的这种渴慕祈求。我们要得着属灵的力量。
And today, through our thirst and our pursuit, we shall obtain spiritual power.
所以从这样子看来，我们在教会里头，在神的国度里头，我们来担当、承担工作，我们是肯定的，一定有神的同在，一定有神赐给我们属灵的力量。
And therefore, from examining all these, we may understand to be a worker of God, we will have the abundance of God, and also have the promise of the strength of God.
这是我们从圣经的教训以及圣经的这些人物，我们所可以有的自信。
And so this is the teachings, and also from the characters we study in the Bible, we can have this kind of confidence.
所以最后我所要跟大家彼此来提醒的就是我们不要失落了那个属灵的力量。
And lastly, I'd like to remind each one of us is that do not lose the spiritual strength.
无论我们是被显出来的，我们是被指派的，我们一定会有属灵的力量。
Whether you are elected or whether you are appointed, you will have the spiritual power.
因为你担当了那个工作，你就是被神来认定的。
Because you have taken up that duty, therefore you are affirmed by the Lord Himself.
那我们所要去留意的是，不要失落了这个能力。
And what we need to pay attention to is that do not lose this power.
从圣经里头，我们也看到一些的例子，有人暂时的，甚至是永远的失去了那个能力。
We see from the Bible there are some people who temporarily and evenpermanently lost the power of God.
这个是值得我们来提醒自己。
This is something we need to warn ourselves.
为什么一个人失落了属灵的能力？
How can a person lose the power from God?
我们常常看到的，这跟这一个人的他的这个品格、他的德性有关系。
Without study, we know and understand it has to do with their virtues.
这个跟这一个人在处理事情的原则有关系。
It also has to do with how this person handles things or the principles of handling things.
我们请看耶稣雅记第七章。
The book of Joshua, chapter 7.
耶稣雅记第七章十二节。
Joshua, chapter 7, verse 12.
十二节说，以色列人在仇敌的面前站立不住，他们在仇敌的面前转背逃跑，是因为成了被咒诅的。你们若不把当灭的物从你们中间除掉，我就不再与你们同在了。
So therefore the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turn their backs before their enemies, because they have become doomed to destruction. Neither will I be with you anymore, unless you destroy the accursed from among you.
我们知道这是以色列人在爱城的失败。
So this is their failure in the city of Ai.
在第六节提到耶稣亚的反应，他撕裂衣服，他把灰撒在头上。
And verse 6 describes the reaction of Joshua that he tore his clothes and also had dust on, put dust on his head.
一个战争，第二场的战争，就被打败了。
This is the second battle they had, and they were defeated.
这个耶稣亚，他不但伤心，而且觉得，这个气馁。
And so Joshua, not only he felt so very sad, he was also very discouraged.
他觉得说失去了神的同在，失去了那个属灵的力量。
He felt that he has lost the abundance of God, that he did not have the power of God.
当然，这个第二场的战争不是代表所有的战争。
Of course, the second battle does not signify the entire series of battle.
在这个之后，他们连续的有许许多多的这个胜战。
And after this incident, they continue to enjoy many victories.
那为什么在这一次打败了？
But however, why did they fail this time?
这里头就有一些的原因。
And then we can figure out these reasons.
在我们刚才所念的经节里头，就是他们有人违背了神的吩咐。
And so as we read, we know there are some people who went against the instruction of God.
在他们当中，他们得罪了神。
There are some within them, they sin against God.
那为什么耶稣亚他事先没有去发现这个事实？
So why did not Joshua discover this in the beginning?
因为第一次的战争，这个他们得了大大的胜利。
For in the first battle, they enjoy a complete victory.
在第一次的对耶利哥城的征战，耶稣亚是非常的谨慎，战战兢兢的。
In that battle of Jericho, Joshua was quite careful.
那在对爱城呢，看起来他是松懈了。
However, in the city of attacking the city of Ai, he relaxed.
而且那个人家对他的回报是说，两三千个人就能够把爱城打下来。
And upon that, people told him, the spy told him that you only need 2,000 or 3,000 people to attack the city.
从人来看，或许真的是这么容易。
From a human perspective, it may seem to be very simple.
从人来看，这是人世间的征战。
From a human perspective, this is a battle on the earth.
但是我们一个神的百姓，我们所做的任何事情，都是跟神有关系的。
However, as the children of God, everything that we do has to do with God.
那耶稣亚因为他的松懈，所以他没有事先的来求告神。
Because Joshua relaxed, therefore he did not pray to God.
就照着上一次一样，就能够得胜了。
And so he thought that if he were to do likewise as before, they would win.
那我们的工作上的这种松懈，常常也会连带着让我们失去了属灵的力量。
And so our relaxation in our vigilance in our work oftentimes will bring failures.
再请看《撒母耳记上》十六章。
In First Samuel chapter 16，
《撒母耳记上》十六章十四节。
First Samuel chapter 16。verse 16. 14.
这里说神的灵离开扫罗。
But the spirit of the Lord departed from Saul.
扫罗被立为以色列的王。
And Saul was anointed as the king of Israel.
所以一开始的时候，神的灵感动他，神让他改换他的心智。
In the beginning, God abided as the spirit of God came upon him and gave him a different heart.
有神的同在，所以他有这个属灵的力量。
To have the abundance of God, therefore he had the strength and power from God.
但是在这里说神的灵离开他。
But here says, but the spirit of the Lord departed from him.
因为扫罗他的行事为人， 让神的灵离开他。
Because of his deeds and actions, caused the Spirit of God to depart from him.
哦，所以他成了一个失落的属灵力量的人。
Therefore, he became a person who lost all spiritual power.
再请看四世纪十六章。
Judges chapter 16.
四世纪十六章二十节。
Judges 16 verse 20.
大力大说：“参孙啊，非利士人哪里来的？”参孙从睡中醒来，心里说：“我要像前几次出去活动身体。”他却不知道神已经离开他了。
And she said, "The Philistines are upon you, Samson." So he awoke in his sleep and said, "I will go out as before. At the other times, I will shake myself free." But he did not know that the Lord has departed from him.
哦，很悲哀的一句话。参孙他不知道神的灵，他不知道神已经离开他了。
And this is very sad, a sad statement that Samson did not know that the Lord's spirit has departed from him.
一个有能力的人，落到神已经不跟他同在了，他还没有发觉。
A person with power, has fallen onto the state, that even when the Lord God is not with him, he still did not know.
那我们知道参孙是一个被自己的私欲所占满的一个人。
We know Samson was a person who was occupied by his own desires.
所以在神国里头的服事，我们实在是不用怕说得不着属灵的能力。
Therefore, to serve in the kingdom of God, we do not need to worry whether we obtain the power from God.
只要我们是在那个责任上面。神就会跟我们同在，就会赐力量给我们。
As long as we are within our responsibility, God will be with us, and His strength will be upon us.
我们要怕的是，我们自己没有好好的来保守住神所给我们的恩典，神所赐给我们的力量。
What we should be afraid of is that we do not keep ourselves within the grace of God and keep the power from God.
所以做一个圣工人员，我们要做一个。有操守的圣工人员。
So to be a worker of God, we need to be a disciplined person.
唱诗284首。
Let us sing hymn number 284.
我们唱第一节、第二节、最后一节。
Let us sing verses 1, 2, and 4.